Hello, friend. My name is Rob Knott with Whitehorse Media, and I have a question for you today. Have some Christians fallen into a grave deception? Join us for today's Bible Talk. Halloween is a holiday dominated by candy, costumes, and trick-or-treating. Over $10 billion was spent on Halloween, and around 65% of the people in the U.S. participated in Halloween in 2021. This holiday is rooted in an annual Celtic pagan festival called Samhain that was then appropriated by the early Catholic Church some 1,200 years ago. Did you catch that? This holiday is rooted in what is termed pagan. Pagans have been broadly defined as anyone involved in any religious act, practice, or ceremony which is not Christian. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:11, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Since its beginning, the festival of Halloween has played upon people's fears. The Celtic people believe that on the night of October 31, demons, witches, and the spirits of those who had died within the past year roamed about freely. Most people were afraid to leave their homes on this night, and those who absolutely had to go out wore grotesque masks and terrifying costumes. They reasoned if they looked horrible enough, the spirits would think they were one of them and would do them no harm. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear is a big part of Halloween. Spooky decorations, horror movies, and haunted houses make a very real impression on children and adults as well. Is there any wonder so many have nightmares or are afraid to be alone in the dark? Satan delights in filling people's minds with thoughts of fear, death, and destruction. It is a tactic he has used for centuries to keep mankind under his control. God, on the other hand, longs to give his children peace. He doesn't want us to be paralyzed by our fears. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "You are children of light, children of the day, or not of the night, nor of darkness." Scripture reminds us that God doesn't change his standard. As our culture continues to slide in the opposite direction, God's word makes it clear to each of us what that standard is. Deuteronomy 18 verse 9 says, "When you come to the land which the Lord your God has given you, you should not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There should not be found among you any who makes a son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead." Halloween has become the devil's holiday, where witches and warlocks around the world practice their satanic ceremonies. 1 Corinthians 10:21 says, "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of demons." Have you noticed everywhere you look, there is this obsession or preoccupation with death? Tattoos to energy drinks, decals and signs on children's backpacks are conditioning young and old alike to follow this satanic mindset all year long. Scripture reminds us in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and all those who hate me love death." Throughout its history, Halloween has been thought of as a time when supernatural forces prevail. Anton LaVey, author of the Satanic Bible and high priest of the Church of Satan, said that Satanists consider Halloween the most important day of the year. He said that on this night, satanic, occult, and witchcraft power are at their highest potency level. Satan is no doubt jubilant that such a large portion of this Christian nation views a holiday in his honor as something that is harmless fun. Could it be that our carelessness, we are contributing to the extraordinary power Satan seems to have on October 31? No matter how fun or harmless it may seem, Halloween is no celebration for a Christian. If we truly seek to glorify God, then how can we devote one day a year to that which glorifies Satan's agenda? Our Christian culture has become charmed and mesmerized by that which the Bible has declared to be an abomination. It reminds me of the story regarding the frog in the pot. If you put a frog into a boiling pot of water, he'll hop right out. But if you place him in cold water and slowly turn up the heat, he will not jump out, but get used to the increasingly hot water until he's cooked to death. Our Christian brothers and sisters need to return to a "Thus saith the Lord" and then follow what it says. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Following God's word regarding Halloween will no doubt cause friction from family and friends who may perceive you as too strict in our modern age. But the main question you can ask yourself is this: does this day called Halloween glorify God? Does it glorify Satan? 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Friend, I'd like to make this last appeal to you as I close. We're admonished through the scriptures to avoid even the appearance of evil. Don't let the culture determine for you whether something is right or wrong. In Joshua 24, verse 15, it says, and if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My prayer for you, friend, is that you will choose to serve the Lord and let his word be your guide. Amen.